Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is most amazing, with a most amazing lesson for us to think about every day. The story goes as follows. Once there was a great Rebbe named Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch. He lived about 1840 or so. And he was known as the Tzemach, the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. He wrote a very, very large group of books which had the name Tzemach Tzedek. He was the grandson of the Alte Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi. And the story goes as follows. A chassid of his once discovered terrible news that his son, may none of us ever have this experience, his son, was very, very sick, became sicker and sicker. The doctor said there was absolutely no hope that his son was not going to live. Lo aleinu. Immediately, this chassid got up and traveled as quickly as he could to his rebbe to ask for a bracha. This was, of course, way before cell phones and so forth. There was no other way to communicate. There was letters, but he wanted to go personally to the Rebbe to ask for a bracha, and that's what he did. And also, of course, it was an emergency. The doctor had said that there was no hope. So he quickly as he could, traveled to his Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, and he went in to Yechidus into a private audience with the Rebbe. He told the Rebbe the story, and the Rebbe said five words, Trach good, vet sein good. These are Yiddish words, which mean, think good, it will be good. That's all the Tzemach Tzedek said. That's all the Rebbe said. The Yechidus was over, and the Jew left. He understood that he had to change his attitude completely. Instead of feeling hopeless, that it was only a bad situation, he had to begin thinking positively. Thinking positively, trach good, think good. And on the way home, he worked very hard on this, thinking positively and putting his trust in Hashem and believing that Hashem would help, and so forth and so on. And he thought all these very, very positive thoughts all the way home. When he arrived home, he rushed into the house, and there was his son, completely healed. Not even a trace of his previous illness. And so this lesson, trach good, design good, think good, it will be good, is a gigantic lesson for every single Jew, and really for every single person, that whenever anything happens in our life, our first reaction should be to try to think good. And even if things are not happening particularly, just this ordinary life, constantly trying to think positively. And I'll tell you a little secret, that sometimes we have these voices in our head that say, oh, you're no good. This is going to be a bad thing. It's not going to turn out right. And sometimes we have these voices in our head that constantly try to make us think negatively. So that is what we have to try to do, to try always not to listen to these voices at all, ignore them completely. To always try to think positively. Trach good, vet sein good. When we think positively, this arouses Hashem to make positive things happen, good things happen. That's why the Tzemach Tzedek didn't just say, think good. He said, think good, it will be good. That when we think positively, this actually has an effect, and it brings down from Hashem good things. And then, of course, we have less need to be helped with emergencies. Because since we are always thinking good as much as we can, therefore, more good things happen to us, and we have less need to have emergency help. May we all increase in thinking good, and it shall be good, and immediately the ultimate goodness should come, which is, of course, Mashiach and Geula. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day.